Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert at Discovery Channel. A good night's sleep isn't only something we crave, it's something we need. Insufficient sleep and sleep disorders affect a patient's quality of life and productivity and are associated with a host of chronic medical and psychological conditions. It's important for physicians to know that effective treatments are available. Let's find out how physicians at Western Psychiatric Institute and Clinic of UPMC are treating a wide variety of sleep disorders.
People are often reluctant to talk about their sleep problems because they think of sleep as being something natural that they shouldn't have a problem with and that they shouldn't need to talk with their physician about. Most adults actually function best when they get about 7 to 8 hours of sleep at night. However, we know that in the United States, about a third of the population gets 6 hours or fewer per night, and 15% of the population gets 5 hours or less per night. There's actually a lot of evidence that people who sleep short amounts of time, that is 5 hours or less, that those people are at increased risk of cardiovascular disease, increased risk of diabetes, obesity, depression, and probably even early mortality. It's important to recognize that sleep deprivation is different than insomnia. The way we can think about it is this. People with insomnia have plenty of opportunity for sleep, but a decreased ability to sleep. People who are sleep deprived don't have an adequate opportunity for sleep, despite a relatively normal ability to sleep. In one recent study, we examined the effects of a brief behavioral treatment for insomnia. What we found is that 4 basic rules can often lead to pretty dramatic improvements in a person's sleep quality. Basically, what we focus on is restricting time in bed to more nearly match the individual's actual ability to sleep. Second, making sure that the person gets up at the same time every day, regardless of how long they slept the night before. Third, not going to bed unless they actually feel sleepy. And finally, not staying in bed for long amounts of time if there's a lot of wakefulness during the night. There are some circumstances when referral to a specialist may be a good idea. If a person has loud snoring and daytime sleepiness, that's one clear case for referral. A second case is individuals who have excessive sleepiness during the daytime so that they have difficulty functioning at work or at school, or so that they are actually having accidents. Another situation would be people who are having unusual behaviors during sleep that may lead to injuries in themselves or their bed partner. Finally, people who have chronic insomnia and who haven't responded to usual treatments, such as usually available hypnotic medications, that would be another case for considering referral to a sleep specialist. UPMC is a leader in clinical care for patients with sleep disorders. We have facilities and physicians who are very experienced in treating problems like sleep apnea, narcolepsy, and chronic insomnia. Together with the University of Pittsburgh, UPMC also has world-class research facilities for sleep and sleep disorders.
Sleep disorders are often chronic problems that can increase the risk for other serious medical conditions. It's important to ask questions about sleep patterns, engage patients in meaningful dialogue, and initiate proven treatments for sleep disorders. If necessary, referral to a sleep specialist is an option for further evaluation and treatment.